Yes, buddy. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sour Power Hour on Player Shine Radio, powered by Anchor. I am King Nez. Welcome, welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, as y'all know, the whole East Coast pretty much felt some type of effects from Hurricane Dorian, and our president, the United States of America, decided to let it be known that all the Bohemians is criminals. They be robbing motherfuckers, and they be selling big dope and big weed and whatever the fuck. They part of the fentanyl epidemic as well. They're actually darker than the American Negro. Yeah, scientists have actually proven that because they were born in the Bahamas that they automatically are criminals. That's basically how we're supposed to look at this bullshit, ladies and gentlemen. I ain't gonna lie to you. I saw it coming before Dorian hit. I saw it. I thought about it when they said that the Bahamas was in a crosshairs of Hurricane Dorian. So it was like, okay, well, if where the fuck is they gonna go? Only thing they could do is go into the mountains and shit like that. And I'm pretty sure they don't be in the mountains like that. It's people that probably do, but a whole nation gotta, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been to the Bahamas, and it's like, it's not a lot of land elevation. Like, it's literally in the middle of the ocean, kind of scary type shit. Like, you pull up to a big ass city, you know, regular shit. But then you got a hurricane that's directly impacting and hitting an entire island or islands. Like, the biggest hurricane in history. They said since they started tracking hurricanes, this is the biggest hurricane ever. So that makes you wonder, like, well, of course, when people go through stuff like that, they're supposed to be able to get all as much help as possible, especially if it's available. But in this instance, our president once again decided to shit on black people. He don't give a fuck with Negroes. He don't give a fuck with niggas from. He don't care. No. Of course, if this happened to some Canadians, so if they need some assistance, America got their back. You feel me? America gonna have their back, mainly because Trump, he already admitted that he would prefer our nation to be more Caucasian. It ain't no secret that by 2035, 45, whatever the fuck, this is gonna be a predominantly colored section, as they used to say back in the day. So let that marinate in just for a hot second. Like, let's open this up. Our president, everybody in America, if you don't know it was a hurricane, you've been under a rock, goofy ass. Now get your drunk ass out of here. That's all I'm saying. Our president just discriminated against an entire nation. He just shitted on the Bohemian people. These are men, women, and children. What news do we hear about the Bahamas? What news do, what really goes down in the Bahamas that don't go down in America? What's the size of the Bahamas? Let's say the Bahamas is the size of New York City, the Big Apple, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's say that, let's for example. It's probably bigger than that though. It's like, though that's a big ass city, thriving, big ass economy, stock markets, all that shit, like, I personally feel like, how can you consistently alienate and target the darker races? Like, why is that? why, what's with the hate? What's with the animosity? It's like, you mean to tell me when something like that happens, black people just gotta figure it out? And then even if we do figure it out, we still bogus. They still gonna try to make it 10 times harder for us to overcome and rise above the bullshit circumstances that they throw in our direction to throw us off of our path, throw us off of our destiny. You know, we supposed to be focused on the bigger picture, but we too stressed and depressed and caught up in our emotions and putting more energy and emotion into proving to a person your loyalty and love and trust that you asking and demanding and doing all type of crazy ass shit for, jumping through all type of hoops and loops just to amount to nothing. Nothing. The whole thing was a distraction. It's people they find the people every day in the Bahamas dead, found under debris, found under the bricks and the rubble and you know what I'm saying, weird ass places and shit. Like that Hurricane Dorian hitting the Bahamas was the Katrina that hit the Louisiana coast. The same way Bush didn't even want to get the fuck out of the airplane. He just flew over Hurricane Katrina. He ain't console nobody. He ain't personally see to it that these people was taken care of. How long did it take for them to get, you know what I'm saying, resources and help and evacuated? How many dead bodies did we see floating in the motherfucking streets? Bloated and blew up and swollen from the I guess drowning and they body decaying and they body fluids. I don't know. Shit, I'm not a fucking doctor. Shit. All I'm saying is that's bogus as fuck. That's shiesty. And they know it. But it's like at the end of the day, our society, our nation can stand on all of these truths that they believe in and what we hold dear. America is not America. America ain't been America for a while. America been for sale for a hot second. People just fail to realize the connection. Like, that's a whole nother topic though. We on this Hurricane Dorian. I just want to point out the facts because sometimes it get frustrating to watch the news and you see how the narrative is being steered and, you know, motherfuckers just think that type of shit. They know what's sale. They know what's going. If the president can make up lies and say that the hurricane also gonna hit parts of Alabama, and it take for the National Weather Association or NOAA, whatever the fuck, to correct him. Not even correct him, but just let the people know, like, no, that's not what's gonna happen. Here's an updated schematic for you, sir. It's not gonna make any impacts on Alabama. Just to let the people know, we don't want to get them scared and boarding up their house, and they don't have to. They not finna feel none of this. The president's the president put in more energy. That shit good now. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, it's tasty. All right. The president put in more energy into proving his point that he was right about the hurricane making impacts in Alabama. Now he trying to get people fired. Now he pointing the finger saying that such and such said that, oh, here it go, right here. He says, this person said that it was, that he was going to fire them because they said that the president lied. And he hopped online and told them niggas straight up, like, I never said that. Said Trump says North Carolina rally goers were soaking wet, but it wasn't raining. The fuck? As president, Donald Trump departed for a campaign rally in Fayetteville, North Carolina, Monday. He said that people were standing in line trying to get into the arena and we're soaking wet. So we have now people standing in line to get into the arena, and I will tell you that they are soaking wet, according to a media pool report during a briefing he received while aboard Air Force One headed to North Carolina. However, weather in Fayetteville wasn't stormy leading up to the rally, according to reporters who were in attendance at the rally. During the rally, Trump also noted the poor weather in the state. Prior to the rally, Trump had to cancel plans to tour hurricane damage in Havelock, North Carolina, which roughly 150 miles away from Fayetteville. During the rally, Trump said that people told him, maybe we could skip North Carolina today, sir, but he responded, no thank you, which drew loud cheers from the audience. Facing tests. Later in his stump speech, he told supporters that he sought a larger venue for his rally in support of Dan Bishop, the Republican, who was running in a special election Tuesday for the North Carolina 9th Congressional District. And he said, I was even willing to stand out in the rain and get my hair soaking wet, but they said it was a little bit out of your district. Bro, this is the shit I'm talking. They don't be talking about a motherfucking thing. I swear. They ain't got shit to do with none of this. Nothing. Like I was saying, the way the news be covering him, that's funny. But here are the facts. It is a fact that them people that thought they was finna come to America, they not getting in no matter what. We could do all type of investigations. We can have all type of media coverage. They gonna spin it. And don't get me wrong, it hurt my heart to see people in that type of situation, and this is the way America treat other countries or other nations or people of color, melanated people. Why is that? Why must every time a natural event happens, a hurricane or tornado, earthquake, don't get me wrong, we got our first responders and all of that, but it's like literally it's only so much they can do. You're trying to save people from a house, but then you gotta save people because they decided to drive down the street and now they in a big ass puddle and it's flooding and they don't know how to swim and all type of wild ass shit going on. But you got people getting turned away at the ferries on the island. They can't get on, they gotta get off the ferry. They don't know. Who directed that? Who ordered that? Who made those connections happen where you telling people that just survived a hurricane, a Category 5 hurricane that sat on top of the island for, what was it? I think it was moving at like 1 mile an hour. It slowed down when it hit. It just got to moving at 1 mile an hour. Destroy everything. Body count still rising. They don't know how many people lost. People still lost. People can't find their family members and kids swept away by the currents and nigga. That shit real. Like dead ass, that shit is real. And this is how America responded. Now, it's no surprise that America in a position to turn away people, because look what's happening with this migrant situation in Texas and at the Texas-Mexico border. All that wild ass craziness. They saying kids getting kidnapped and raped and they ain't got the proper etiquette they need to take care of themselves. They bleeding on themselves and gotta wear the same dirty panties and very disrespectful. America going out of her way to deter people from coming and keeping people out and passing laws and passing legislation. And anytime somebody speak out against the Trump administration, or he feel like he's speaking out against him, or you ain't saying enough good things about him, or you ain't mentioning his name. Like, we got one of those type of people in office. Do I like this president? Honestly, no. I don't really care. Fuck that nigga. You know, that's my mindset. But it's like, ultimately, I know God got him there for a reason. It's not by chance or just for no fucking reason that I just start paying attention to politics and really listening to what these people be saying and what they be on, and being able to get that political analysis from all of the Intune, Intap, you know what I'm saying, on cold black people out here that's out here peeping game, basically. It's bullshit. They're just sending all of us off. And it's a lot of us going. At one point in time, I was going. My main focus was to, you know what I'm saying, get on deck, be this cold-ass rapper and do this and do that. I had 6 cars and that and 2 houses and woo-woo. And it's funny how things play out over time. It's crazy because I'm still blessed. I done came a long way and I still got a long way to go, but it's like, in reference to how things are, what's said versus what it actually is, America is say one thing and do something else. The more you know the law, the more you can break the law. The more you can do whatever the fuck you want. This that type of country, like on some capitalistic shit. How does it benefit America to bring in hundreds of thousands of refugees? And we got to take care of these people. We got to find them housing. We got to get them on food stamp. We got to do this. No, we ain't doing that. Hell no. You could tell them, we worried about the criminals and there's drug dealers. But in reality, it's the Bahamas. You know what I'm saying? The Bahamas and America. Yeah, nigga, we went to the Bahamas, bro. All they take is American. I ain't gonna say that's all they take, but they prefer American. American, yes. I think that's their currency. Real shit. They got their own currency, but that dollar, don't nothing talk like that dollar over there. They got Burger Kings, McDonald's. They got everything we got over here, over there, except it's on the island. You know what I'm saying? They got a little big city, and then they hood. It looked like probably some shit in, I don't know, though. Listen, it's a lot of nice houses and a lot of nice properties out there. And then it was a lot of towns that was just, whoa, don't go down that street at night type shit. You not know them niggas. Stay away from them niggas. It was a beautiful island. I ain't never seen water that blue in my life. Like, no jet, like, no cap. It was beautiful. Imagine white sand, blue oceans. Like, wow. I always saw this on TV. I saw people striving and being successful, you know? You know, you had people out there trying to get it up, trying to be about their bread. And I respect all of that, but it's like, you can't tell me this racial profiling of these black these black displaced Bohemians. They got family over here that they probably can't even come to. I heard that as long as they got an ID, you know what I'm saying, and they don't really got a bad criminal record, that they able to come over here anyway. You know what I'm saying? But once again, our government, our president decided that that's not the wave. It's irritating to see somebody like throw tantrums and shit, like our president, wild, but God want him there for a reason. Look what we're learning because of this man. Look what we are able to observe. Look what's happening in front of our faces. This man is doing anything that he wanna do. And you can't do nothing about it. He dissed the shit out of Lester Holt. Dissed him, and then when he dissed him, he didn't even have his facts straight. That's what really made it funny. Like, his facts was off deck as fuck. I personally would. I just love watching that man be an asshole, bro. Like, he be talking big shit on and his foundation. He has no, he has zero foundation. Nothing. His found, no, matter of fact, I give him something. His foundation is on pebbles. It's sitting on four pegs and they all wide. But they slowly, you know what I'm saying, sinking in and caving in and moving around type shit, you know, because the, how the earth moves and shit. But my thing is, I hate to see hoe shit. That type of shit ain't cool to me. We live in a world where everybody, it's everybody for themselves now, and it's only gonna get worse. It's been a to switch gears, man. It's been trending that this transgender thing with Malik Yoba coming out the closet after years of being on the down low and being ashamed and being disgraced, and all it took was, I guess, another dude committed suicide because people knew that he was having sex with women. I mean, men that look like women. Like, exactly, like getting surgeries, getting their pussy done, titties, ass, face, hips, shoulders shaved, and well, however the fuck that shit go. They got the taco meat procedure. Real shit. It's like he came out the closet based off of him doing killing himself. And he wanted to let the world know that it was okay to like trans women. I just want to see where that's at in the Bible. That's it. I mean, if it's in the Bible, then I feel you. But if it's not, and I know it's not, you ain't talking about nothing, sir. This is what I'm saying. Why would you go out of your way to inspire to have sex with a man that has surgery to resemble and move like a woman? First off, that's just my thoughts on that, but why the fuck is it anybody business that you like trans women? Like, why is it that you, why do people come out the closet about their sexuality to the world? Like, that shit matter, like, so fucking, well, get your fuck on. If you fuck bitches then, and you a female, then do your thing. Okay. And now go to fucking work. Live your life, build your family up. She the man and you the woman. All right, now tell her she got to make sure that she protecting you at all time and teaching them. She got to teach the little boy how to be a man and how to piss in the toilet, standing up. All of that shit count. All of it. I'm thankful that it's a lot of, you know what I'm saying, it's a lot of gay females that's coming home. You know what I'm saying? It caught me off guard, but hey, shout out to you. That's what's up. Wish you the best. I knew you needed some dick in your life. I ain't gonna even lie to you. It was very irritated, fam. Like, you know who I'm talking to? You be listening to me. I know you know who I'm talking to. Hey, girl. Anywho, all I'm saying is, this shit is getting ridiculous. Like, it's really not my business on how you get down or what your sexual prowl is or what you into, all of that kinky, freaky, weird, whatever. Hey, I don't care. But the fact that this shit is being forced on us, it's being passed into law, it's finna be damn near illegal to read the Bible, and the Bible is basically hate speech. They wanna ban the Bible. Like, dude, it's just gonna get to the point where the division that our government is creating in our society, whether it's hidden hands of forces outside of this country or deeply embedded within this country, shadow government, the Russians, whoever the fuck, Trump, and like intentionally trying to sabotage or fuck up everything, like whoever, however, whenever, whoever go vote, if you're not going to vote and understanding that Mitch McConnell blocked a bill that would protect you as an American citizen and your vote from being tampered with by any outside forces or hacking squads or whatever the fuck, he shot that motherfucking bill down. That's why they call him Moscow Mitch, because they fucking with the Russians. They got hotels up. Like, they fucking with each other the long way. They doing business behind the doors, bro. Anytime anybody speak out about anything or get a little bit of information, them motherfuckers quickly track down. Their life is destroyed. Their reputation destroyed. Charges is brought against them. Now they need a lawyer. And they finna get charged by the FBI. Guess who run the FBI? Motherfucker that Trump put there. Everything is in order and in place. And he dare a motherfucker to jump out of pocket. Just do what the fuck I say and shut the fuck up. This pimping over here. It's Trump. This pimping, bitch. This pimping. No, we not letting them niggas over here. For what? For what? Why? It serves no purpose. People fail to realize that. And excuse my rambling. I'm just saying, these niggas be wildin' for respect, bro. Y'all see what's going on in y'all face. And then you got goofy ass motherfuckers that get online, get on Facebook, and make ridiculous ass posts about, yeah, I'm going to vote for Trump still. I'm still going to vote. Anybody else that's black and going to vote for Trump? I called him out. I straight up said, this sound like some Russian bot ass nigga, tuck dick from the back ass. Ooh. I went in, I stated facts, and also left some encouraging word for my black people to focus on the bigger picture. I should have left my motherfucking podcast link to exclusively style on these niggas. If motherfuckers still comment on that post, which I know they is, I'm definitely finna put this link to this podcast on that bitch, because they deserve it. Like, stop. If you, my nigga, if you, it should be, if you're black, the same way you get judged in these streets by the police, whether you a superstar NBA player making millions of dollars, multi-millionaire, contracts, ads and advertisements and sponsorships, all type of shit, you know what I'm saying? Police gonna treat you the same as if you was a broke ass, crackhead ass nigga or a young nigga. Like, you a black man, you're a threat. Donald Trump and Uncle Sam would be damned if you just let them displaced bohemians come over here by the boatload and think it's sweet. Somebody kicked them off the ferry, but ain't nobody taking the blame for it. They acting like they don't know what the fuck going on. Kind of weird, but that's the type of shit that goes on every day. Now, shout out to my Trump supporters, because when it comes to the Trump supporters, at least these motherfuckers know how to click up and ride. They do. Whether it's a lot of them or a few of them, if it's a few of them, they clicked up so hard that they appear to be many. If it's a lot of them, hey, that's because they moving like they supposed to move and they speak when spoken to or when they need to speak. Other than that, when Trump tell us to move, we gonna move. When he tell us to jump, we gonna ask how high. Other than that, we just gonna watch y'all just disintegrate. That's what it's looking like. America split up and divided down to every fiber and every way. They want us to judge people based off of their sexuality. Like, I'm supposed to care about that. Like, I'm supposed to be, that's supposed to be my main focus. Because you this type of sexual person, I'm supposed to go out of my way to make you feel accepted. Like, when in reality, that naturally happens because you're a human. Since you don't want to be a man or a woman, I'm going to just call you a human. You have a heart, just like me. You have lungs, just like me. And you have a brain, just like me. However, we lack understanding. Well, I guess we lack understanding when it comes down to me acknowledging and going out of my way to roll out the red carpet of making you feel special. Like, they passing laws because of feelings. Like, don't get me wrong, it's transgender people getting killed. And I guess I know why. Shit, like, yo, these niggas is really getting surgery. Cashing the fuck out. Whole pussy, whole titty, whole ass, whole blood, whole everything. Kwan to turn to Keyshawna. And she bad as motherfucking. Big ol' ass. The way the one in the magazine, ugh. They fooling these niggas. They fooling these niggas. Or they probably keeping it real with these niggas. And they get to involve with these men that's got women bodies. Yo, you know how, think about it. Like, if you get a whole transition from a man to a woman, you get your dick in your balls, you get your dick split in the taco and your nuts cut off, whatever the fuck they do with your nuts. And, you know what I'm saying, they turn into a pussy and whatever the fuck, and titties, you gotta take estrogen, you gotta take all, you gotta do all type of shit to transition into being a woman. Like, you know how off balance that would emotionally and mentally make a person? Now, factor in you in a relationship. Close the door. Factor in you in a relationship and you, you know what I'm saying? It's a man and a man, but the man look like a woman. The man looks like a woman. He probably kept it real with him too, like, yo, look, I'm a man. Or he just wanted to just play with niggas and ugh. Like, yo, this is in the Bible. All of this shit. All of it. Literally. I don't understand how, and you know what? Because it's in the Bible, because it's so black and white, in your face, direct. Exactly what y'all going ham over and exactly what y'all activities consist of is everything that God said was an abomination and a sin against man. And the penalty for that is death. That's what they call hate speech, because God said that's not intended for man. It was never intended for man to lay with man. It was intended for man to lay with woman. Fuck is you saying? But you think about the society that we live in. It's supposed to be one nation under God. Like, we're supposed to worship this flag and give allegiance to this flag. But at the same time, it's like this flag and its identity and its significance isn't living up to the actual people that it needs to benefit the most, which are the descendants of slavery and the people of color, of course, but the descendants of slavery first. Based off of the descendants of slavery, all of the movements and all of the revolutions that we ever started was always shot down, always annihilated. COINTELPRO, J. Edgar Hoover, they knocked down all of our leaders. It's a history, it's a pattern, and it's a deep-rooted hatred that stems back to the biblical days. You know how many arguments, I ain't even say arguments, like, it's people out here that just don't believe in the Bible because they used it against us in slavery as a weapon. But it's like, if you justifying you, that's the only reason that you use, like, if you just, that's all you know, you don't want to go no further than that. you might be one of those type of people in a relationship ass backwards. Instead of you being the woman with the feminine energy and that natural love and affection like a woman naturally has, you would rather be the dominant one in the relationship, and you prefer for your men to be submissive and docile and do what you say. And when it's time to have sex and shit, you don't fuck you from the back. You fuck him from the back. That gets you and him off. He busts a nut like a bitch. And that makes you excited.
Let's put this whole situation right.
Because it seems like people not really paying attention to what's really going on. We live in a time where it's like a gender reversal.
You know,
men acting like men. It's a lot of women prefer their men to be submissive in the form of being broken.
Taking something as, you know.
It's weird shit.
Wild shit. Banana shit.
I ain't the next man here, you know what I'm saying? I can't tell you how to live your life, man.
That's what I'm like.
According to the word, bro.
Kind of to repent of that.
But if you can't,
you don't gotta worry about me.
You know what I'm saying? And my wrath coming down on you.
That's between you and God.
But it's like in this instance where God,
These aggressive ass women that think that type of behavior cool.
Got these submissive ass, effeminate men.
Damn near, what they call them back in the day.
Motherfuckers, damn near castrated out here.
Niggas ain't got no type of strength in themselves.
Especially black men.
What can you do about that?
How can you stop something that God gave to have this mindset and feel this way?
It was written for these type of situations to play out.
But you got a lot of people saying, fight this and that, because it was just a weapon against us. So I get it.
Look what's going on around, bro.
Like, so you tell me this book was written this many years ago, centuries ago.
And it's down to explaining what's going on right now.
Wow. I bet you they're trying to make America gay by 2025.
They still working out the kinks and shit.
It's coming in the form of music.
You saw young thug and the way the dress and all the muffy ass dudes that push the envelope of children.
Shout out to Martin Lawrence, but I was a child.
Watching some weird shit.
A man dressed like a woman, didn't he realize that?
I didn't even inspire to dress like he did it.
It was kind of weird when I was a kid.
It's funny, but why is this man?
Whatever. That was the only thing I was cracking. Excuse the fact that Martin was dressing like a woman, or Tyler Perry dressed like a woman.
And then you got comedians like Aries Spears, a lot of others tell you that.
When you see comedians doing that, it's more so from the comedic standpoint, why is this man dressing? What's the punchline with him being dressed?
You know what I'm saying?
That's basically what I'm saying. At the end of the day, it's a man dressed like a woman.
Women's supposed to be protected by us.
Women come for us. They love the real of us.
According to God.
When a man finds a wife, he finds a thing. If it was really not a big deal, why did God go into detail to the point where
LGBT community, they are protesting the Bible site.
How you mad because God said you can't do this, that's like me getting mad because God told me I can't smoke.
And he took it away from me.
Like you said, smoke porch no more. Let me take it away.
Bring me closer to you.
Take away what hinders me from getting to understand what my true purpose and destiny is.
Out here, while I'm living on this earth, in my heart, for the little bit of time that I have.
Should be praying over the confusion or lost or whatever motherfucker going through. Some people got this shit down to the point where you just can't tell me nothing.
But if I see people speaking out against other people that believe in the Bible because, like Drew Brees got in trouble for that, bring your Bible school, I feel like that was pretty dope.
You know, it's not really an offense, there's nothing in the Bible that's offensive towards anybody.
We all offended, so if you feel offended, we all offended. I can't be offended if I'm standing in the center, and my main focus is not to just be on my best behavior, but any obstacles in my way or hurdles that try to prevent me from
Evolving to the next level, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, where I felt short this time, where I was weak.
I am now strengthened through wisdom and understanding God.
He not instructed me to be a whole ass nigga to you, or steal out your purse, or fuck your bitch behind your back.
He ain't telling me none of that.
You know what God be telling me to do? To arise above everything I've already been through.
There's a man out here, I can't say how hard it is to do this or do that.
Anything is possible, God. If you truly want it, this is really inspired to have a heart.
If you just say it because motherfucker, you always talking shit about your lifestyle.
You gonna keep your lifestyle a million and do what you do.
That's how God really gets to the rebellion, cracking the head open like an egg.
All I'm saying is, we live in a world where it's illegal for them to believe in the Bible, God.
You know, they talk buku shit when it comes down to soaking up understanding knowledge.
They just want you to accept their lifestyle and do it in the street, proud.
Like y'all proud of the Bible talk about it, it's like, who am I to try to stop you?
Okay, this is what God said.
It ain't about me being right, this is what God said.
Who are you? This ain't me interpreting nothing, this is what he's saying.
I get it, words translated from Hebrew to Arabic to English to whatever English to English. Words different, but I'm pretty sure the words down packed, translated. The part where it says, thou shalt not dress women's garments.
Man shall not land, woman shall not land. You know that story.
That's what the Bible's talking about.
Y'all ain't just about that.
Do I want to live in a peaceful world where everybody respects each other and is peace, love, harmony, wouldn't?
But let's step into reality. What is the actual reality of
Our lives on a day-to-day, this is society.
You ever think about that?
Think about how, in so many ways, the rat traps, the maze,
the
rat wheels.
You know what I'm saying? Like going in circles, mountains, all type of shit. All of these things are intentions out here to snare you from elevating life. All I'm focused on is just continuing on my path, man. It ain't really nothing I could do to stop people from feeling how they feel. Everybody got their opinion. Like, I could be on Facebook all day going back and forth with people about this issue with men getting pegged and women saying that their excuses is a G-spot and all that other bullshit. And like, nah, yo, nigga, gay.
He not gay. How they make him gay? How is it gay for me to do it to him? That's not gay.
Yes, it is. Like, you sodomized your man, bitch. What the fuck is you talking about? He willingly get sodomized. He willingly get raped. It's not funny. It's unbelievable. Like, are you serious? And y'all just going, y'all acting like this shit normal, like, whoa. Black Rob, like, whoa. I can't do it. I'm sorry. Anywho, we're going to switch gears, man. Just want to thank y'all for tuning in to this motherfucker, man. You know, back at it. I'm just tired. I've been up. I couldn't really sleep last night. I had a lot on my mind as far as, of course, thinking about my kids and life. Everything, man. Just zoning out sometimes. Like, I damn near was just about to, man. So many different elements and layers to life. Like, you learn something new every day. Wake up, even if it's on the bad side. You got positive reinforcements throughout that bad day. That negative feeling can't dissipate and be valid, you know? That's what I try to focus on. Like, I don't like being negative or walking around flustered or irritated, all of that bullshit. Like, no, it's already hot and it's humid. The humidity is like 90 degrees plus and shit. Like, no, if it take more energy to be negative, if it take more muscles to frown and all of that, no, we not doing that today, sir. And that's why I'm here right now, getting everything orchestrated and situated, because with all of these things happening and occurring in the world, I need y'all out there in Sour Power Hour Land to understand and focus on a bigger vision and picture. God got us. He truly does. And that's really no matter what, ultimately. I mean, hey, you got the media slanging that BS, making up all type of stuff. You still got these white racist scholars and analysts and politicians and lawmakers and religious leaders. They coming at us on every angle. Churches is allowing all type of shit to go down, mainly because they just need people there so they can make money. That's the business. Whole nother topic. I ain't even on that. I'm just saying. For me, it get frustrated because every day is something new. Our president beefing with the Weather Association right now because he want to be right. Did Alabama get smacked? No. So why is the president mad? He got corrected. Like, no, that's not. Actually, no one in Alabama has to worry about that. And I don't even think it was on no trying to show him off or, you know what I'm saying, one-upping. Like, it was to not put fear in the hearts of probably millions of people, or, I mean, hundreds of thousands of people damn near. Like, had these people flooding to Walmart and buying shit they don't even fucking need. Like, why would you say that? And then draw a whole bubble around the state, like around a specific part of Alabama. Like, bro, didn't nobody, you just made this up. Like, you're not a meteorologist, Trump. You are not the weatherman, sir. I don't understand why this man, know he lied. He mad because he got caught in this lie. And he mad, he embarrassed now, like on some, in my city, like hoe ass niggas be on that type of shit.
Dead ass.
That's why it's funny to me, like, why is we still on this Sharpie Gates bullshit? Why is this man so adamant about proving his point? Like, what's the issue with just taking the L, bro? Like, you was wrong. You human. I guess he trying to prove that he's not human and he's never wrong. Is that the issue? I don't know. I don't know. What I do know is election time coming up, ladies and gentlemen. And Mitch McConnell has yet to resurface and give us a valid reason on why he struck down a bill that would protect all U.S. voters at the elections for the 2020 presidential election shit. You know what I'm saying? He struck down a bill to protect us, and he has yet to explain his reasons why. They said Russia did it. They got evidence that they did it. Mitch McConnell know they did it. It's like it's starting to look like an inside job, like it's been looking like. It looked like an inside job every day. Every time one of y'all step up to the podium or the camera in y'all face, y'all got to explain y'all issues or y'all actions and activities or whatever y'all got going on. Y'all suck at lying, all y'all. And to the people out there that feed into this American people division bullshit, whites versus blacks and rich versus poor and gays versus straights and abortion, what is it, pro-abortion versus whatever abortion, like being ripped apart, all of these Russian bots on Facebook. I call them Russian bots because there's some whole ass niggas near you somewhere on some Russian activity shit. Just stirring up bullshit. Just on a video, on a live stream, talking shit about nothing that has to do with what's really going on at hand. And right now what's really happening is the Bible is playing itself out right in front of us. It's just a lot of people not paying attention to that. So I can't go on no further as far as that goes. I definitely do want to thank y'all for tuning in and checking me out, though. Make sure you tell your friends about me. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't subscribed on, you know what I'm saying, on Anchor, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, subscribe on iTunes. I'm damn near everywhere. Podbean. I would name off the list, but nah. You know what? I'm like this bitch for saying that. My platforms at, man. Alright, so I'm on Anchor at anchor.fm/KingNez19, Apple Podcast at itunes.apple.com/US/podcast/PlayerShineRadio, Google Podcasts, Google.com Podcasts. I'm on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Podbean, Radio Public, Stitcher, all that shit. So just check me out, you know. I'm also on YouTube. Yes, buddy. Team Gooniac, that's capital T-E-A-M. Oh, shit. That's capital T-E-A-M. Space and then capital G-O-O-N-I-A-C. We have a whole whole lot of more music coming. I'm doing it very professional this time around as far as quality, production, distribution, all of that. Like, I'm really taking that into major consideration and really focusing and honing in on the quality and critiquing the delivery of what I'm trying to do, you know. So I will tell y'all, but I don't want nobody to steal my idea, because I'm about to put this podcast out right now. So no, I can't. I got something major coming, something real major. We gonna get it in. We're making a movie, y'all. We making a movie. But yeah, thank you for tuning in. Yes, buddy.